time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrilling.
Hello, friends. Hello, Potaweeners. Potaweenies? Is that what you guys are? Today, we have a task. Now, I wondered. You know, there's this online retailer that we all know about. Amazon.com. Hey, do you want to be amazed today? Go to Amazon.com and you'll be amazed. Now, this is kind of, you know, I think there was a book written about this called The Everything Store. And that was kind of the, the name that caught on for this place, right? And so, because it's called The Everything Store, I started wondering, do they really have everything? And one of the things I started wondering is whether or not they had cremation urns. Because I was like, yeah, I wonder where you get those, and I wonder how much they cost. And I wonder, like, you bring these to the crematory? It's classy if you call it a crematory, like creme fraiche. Creme not so fresh is what goes in these urns. And I wondered, like, you know, if I run one of these places, am I like, God damn it, everyone's buying these urns from Amazon. They're undercutting us. So I did a little search. Turns out, you can definitely buy urns on Amazon. And they even have, you know, like the sponsored ones at the top. The first one at the top here is Smart Choice Classic Funeral Cremation Urn for Human Ashes, a variety of colors available, adult urn with velvet bag. This is a silver one. Silver is the cheapest, $39.99. Now, you can also get black, which looks classy, blue, which looks crazy, brown, which looks just weird, gold, which looks like you think quite a bit of yourself, pink, which is insane. I don't know why you would get a pink urn unless you are a Barbie, or I guess maybe a breast cancer thing, but isn't that supposed to be like breast cancer? I mean, anyway. And white, which looks basically like a toilet. Also, amusingly, the pink one has In Memory of John Smith, which is kind of funny, on a little engraved plate. So, let's just look and see. And this one comes in at a reasonable $39.99, which I'm like, that is a smart choice. Now, I'm not sure what this is made of. Let's see. It says it's high quality and will last forever. It doesn't actually say what it's made of. So let's just go down a little further and find out some of the reviews. Now, it's highly reviewed, 214 reviews. Should the urn be kept in the nice bag sent with the urn? Someone kept it, but the urn is beautiful, so it can be displays. What size person in pounds will fit in it? And the answer just says she was about 140 pounds. Okay. Let's see what the reviews are. Nice blue color, but it does not seal properly. The box was dented and ripped when delivered. However, luckily, the urn was well packaged. The color is beautiful. However, it lacks in its functionality. As you can see in the image, the lid was dented a bit as well. The lid does not lock in place. It is not threaded or properly sealable unless you do what I did and epoxy seal it. I feel this is important to know, especially if you're putting your loved one's ashes in it. If it knocks over, it will spill out, frowny face. So this is good to know if you're shooting like some kind of a rom-com and you have great-grandma's ashes on the fireplace and Ben Stiller needs to spill them over. This one was packed with perfection. It's good. I didn't expect the urn to be so dirty, or sturdy. Sturdy, being that I only paid what I did. But I was pleasantly surprised that the item was not only beautifully made, it was bigger than I expected. I didn't think it would fit my father's cremains, but I was wrong. I was looking for an urn that I thought, quote, fit my father's style, and this one was shaped differently than most, and the colors are great. This one's got a picture of it by a seaside. And it easily held the remains of a 6'3", 220-pound man. I think people are really concerned about whether or not the cremains will fit in something, and it's like, man, there is not a lot left. I don't know why people think that, like, oh, geez, my dad was kind of fat, so his cremains. It's like, he's not going to have 800 pounds of cremains. Good God. Let's see, and just looking at more reviews here. I'd like to go to the lower reviews, if possible. 1 star. Waste of money. Cheapest urns I've ever seen in my life. This urn was supposed to be for travel, and now with the loose lid, I have to purchase another urn. The lid does not screw on tight, doesn't close properly. Yeah, okay. So most people don't like this because the lid doesn't screw down. So let's go up in price, $74.77 for an Athens gold brass cremation urn for human ashes by Divinity Urns. Affordable urn for ashes, $74.77. That seems pretty affordable. They also have some related ones that are one with doves on it, one with dolphins on it, and one with purple butterflies. let's see what people say about this one. Attractive urn. Nicer than I thought it would be. As nice as many of the urns sold for much more at a funeral home. It's beautiful. Can't wait to put Mama in it. She's going to love it too. That makes me concerned that Mom is still alive. And she's like, I cannot wait to... She's sharpening a knife while she says that. Grandpa fit in there just fine. I mean, I tried asking him if it was comfortable, but he was a bit ashen and cold. Jesus Christ. Okay. You know, sometimes you gotta laugh through the pain. Laugh through the pain of leaving the Amazon review for an urn. Exactly what I wanted. Bought this for my cousin, and he was thrilled with it. See, this is another one that I'm like, can you give me a little more clarity on... You bought this for your cousin. He was thrilled with it. What does that mean? Is he still alive? Is he not still alive? Are you giving us a funny joke? Let's see. Clocking in at $59. Smart Choice Royal Cremation Urn for Human Ashes. Affordable. Handcrafted. I don't think handcrafted. Handcrafted seems to be like a... You know, there's this kind of controversy a while ago because it was like you could put organic on things that it was like, well, that means you only use this amount of pesticide or something like that. I feel like handcrafted is the same, where it's like, it doesn't really mean that. Will this hold the ashes of a 160-pound man? Yes, I believe so. My aunt was about that size. Oh, Freddy! Just kidding. Would this hold a 250-pound man? Yes, but very heavy. I would suggest for a man or strong person to handle it. Oh, the urn is heavy. I would suggest for a man to handle it. This is from Lissa, by the way. If you think I was bad for making fun of a fat lady who's not even fat, just think about this person who's like, I think only a man can handle this urn. Oh, my God. Perfect size to put my 4-year-old son's ashes, who passed away on March 26, 2018. Glad I could afford to buy. Too bad it costs so much just to have a big urn, especially since I had to pay overnight shipping to get it in time. Jesus Christ. Also, he died March 26, 2018. This was a review left April 21st, 2018. Like, what compels a person to buy an urn on Amazon and then leave a review? I looked at a number of urns, and like, your son is dead. And a month later, you're just like, well, I guess I better catch up on the things I bought on Amazon. Jesus Christ. Do you think, like, when you buy an urn, that it's like, here's suggested products related to that item? Or do you think it's sort of like, let's leave it alone? You know what I mean? Like, you know, okay, this person has a dead person. They got the urn. They're probably set for now. I think they're fine. I looked at a number of urns for my mother-in-law's ashes before selecting this one. I'm so very pleased with its beauty and quality, especially given its very affordable price. Even my husband noted how lovely it was. We will be honored to display it at her service and have purchased a small vault to protect it when we bury her ashes in the family plot. I like that it's like, I'm buying this for my mother-in-law. This sounds like a mother-in-law joke or something. I purchased this after the sudden passing of my dog. It was a great comfort to me to find that it was quite large, as described. It fit her ashes and some keepsakes. It's a beautiful urn that I feel happy to have placed these remains in. These times are hard enough. I'm grateful to this supplier for their care of presentation, packaging, and high-quality products. See, that I get. That I'm like, all right. You're like, I had to do it with this dog and blah, blah, blah. There's no design. The only thing is people need to know if they plan on traveling with it is it won't pass through an x-ray machine. I'll have to ship it to where the service should be. Yeah, duh. Duh. I think this is a pewter urn, so it's not going to go through. Pewter Dirk. Let's see if we can find some... Oh, also they have wooden box urns. Now this one is only $17.72. That's pretty good. I feel like these are more embellished than I would... I would like to embellish my own box urn, I think. Is the medium large enough to hold the ashes of a 70-pound dog? What I can share is that it held the remains of a 150-pound woman. With the assumption that all remains were actually deposited. Good Lord. My mom was over 300 pounds. Will a large be good? It was perfect for half of my dad's ashes. That's weird. Which is the best size for a 6-pound cat? I would say small. My 18-pound dog fit in a small. It just depends on how well they cremate the animal. My 16 dog I had to get a medium for because she was not cremated as well. Jesus fucking Christ. The things that people say. Ugh. I have to be honest. I bought this box urn expecting to send it back. The picture just doesn't do it justice at all. This box is beautiful. My husband has terminal cancer, and I wanted to help him. I wanted him to help pick his urn, or at least like the one I picked. So we decided to be a little unconventional and not go with the upright urn. We are so pleased with our decision. Jesus. Honestly, for the price, it's amazing. Like, isn't that weird? This is like the ultimate version of like, all right, I went to buy my husband a new pair of jeans and I insisted that he come with me because I want to get something that he likes, right? But he's just like, oh, just get whatever. And it's like, no, I want to get something that you're actually going to wear. And it's like, yeah, I want to get an urn that you're going to like. I don't know. That would be such a weird husband-wife activity to me. Don't ask me why. I mean, it makes sense. I don't know how else you would do it, but at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to be involved in that part of the process, you know? If I'd want to sort of like be part of the picking out the old urn there. I mean, I would be fine picking out my own and just being like, here it is. But I don't think I'd want to be like, let's discuss the pros and cons of these different things where your burnt up body is going to go in when you're dead because you have a terminal illness. Now, here's a nice one. Eco-burial biodegradable urn designed to bury. It's just kind of a wooden canister, which is a good idea, except it's like, then you consider, well, I'm getting this shipped in from Amazon. So really, it's, you know, coming across the country in a completely non-ecologically friendly fashion. But whatever. And it's just a wooden tube. You could probably just get a cardboard tube or a wooden tube, right? If you wanted to do that. I don't know. Just a thought. Is this TSA approved? Ooh. There's one review. And it says, just what I expected. I mean, I guess if you're expecting a wooden tube that you can put someone's remains in. Oh, it's bamboo, which is a sustainable resource. Can hold up to 100% of the ashes of most people. I mean, it's so funny that like these reviews are so concerned with the size of the ashes it can hold, because I'm just sort of like, yeah, I mean, as if you're going to bury someone, aren't you just like, I don't know, like how many people are burying somebody who it's like they had to back a truck up to the house to get them in the, you know, ambulance or whatever. Good Lord. Okay. Well, there you go. You can buy an urn on Amazon. I'm going to consider it. Keep an eye on my wish list for the next couple months. Maybe I'll fall in love with something, and you guys can really help me cross the rainbow bridge. I know that's where dogs and cats go, but like, that's where I'll just go to.